genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
My name is Victor, and I'm a winner, and I know what I'm talking about.
All right, do you have anxiety? Do you have fear of what goes on? Does it bother you? Does your anxiety level ratchet up when you watch the news? If it does, you have some commonality with other Americans these days, I suppose. Trevor Thrall here, senior fellow with the Cato Institute's Defense and Foreign Policy Department. And Trevor, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Morning.
And your argument in a recent op-ed is that stories reveal all sorts of concerns, including the fate of dreamers, healthcare, North Korea, and America's democratic norms and institutions. And it seems to me you're laying this blame at the feet of Donald Trump.
No, I don't think it's Trump. I mean, I think he does probably have something to do with it. I tracked the fear index from all the way back in 1981. And
fear index. Trump, what is the fear index?
The fear index is just a simple measure of how often news stories, and I'm measuring this in the 60 biggest American newspapers, how often news stories mention a word that's associated with some kind of fear. Fear, risk, danger, or threat.
I didn't even realize there were 60 newspapers left in America, but okay.
What you just described,
if you look at one of the four fear-related keywords, fear, risk, danger, or threat, you look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and other, that describes almost every story about Donald Trump. These networks and these newspapers are fear-mongering every day. Oh, my God, Donald Trump's going to do this and going to do that, and all these terrible things are going to happen, and he's a racist, and he's dangerous, and he's a warmonger, and he's a white supremacist, and you should be fearful. I mean, that's the message coming out of these newspapers and these networks day after day, hour after hour, pound, 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 right or wrong?
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, so agreed. What do we do about it?
You know what? That is an excellent question. But I think one of the problems that we have now is that the polarization in Washington is so bad that it I don't think it matters anymore. I mean, Trump's kind of the current extreme example. But my guess is that the next president, Democrat or Republican, is going to suffer essentially the same fate. I think Obama, you know, the fear index started going up, not quite as sharply, but started going up when Obama took office. And, you know, granted, he took office during the Great Recession, so there was sort of maybe a reason for some of the increased fear, but it never went down. It only went up during Obama. And Obama is
well,
when
maybe our,
the
it
polarization
could be our,
in D.C. got worse.
But the economy never improved. I mean, the economy,
also
you know, stabilized some, but I never really saw it improve. It was pretty much the same place. It's finally improving now. And Barack Obama had the benefit of the news networks playing cheerleader for him every night, which they did, and the newspapers did, and they derided Republicans and conservatives then as well. Now you have the complete opposite, where these networks and newspapers are attacking this president relentlessly.
Yeah.
Go on.
I hear what you're saying, but when you look at the index over time, it doesn't change very much from Republican to Democratic president until Obama. And then when you look at specific issues, which I have a few of in the op-ed, but I've looked at a bunch more, again, it doesn't seem, for the first 30 years you look at this thing, it doesn't look like it matters which kind of president you have. Only recently, if that's your argument, this is something that only has started happening since Obama. And so you'd have to have a different argument about the news media the 30 years before that. Now, I do think the media has gotten more politically activated, but I don't think that's the whole story.
Well, and the fact of the matter is you started this in 1981 when there was a great resurgence of hope in America because Ronald Reagan had become president.
Absolutely, yeah. It's I think if I get back into the 70s, the fear index probably looks much worse. Because,
trust me. Anybody looking at Jimmy Carter with his little sweater on, telling us we need to turn down the heat and we can only drive 55 miles per hour, that scared the daylights out of a lot of us. Trust
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know. Before that, you had OPEC and all that in Vietnam.
Sure. 1973, the lines at the gas station, Vietnam, yep. All of those things. Sure. But why do you think then if you saw it a tick up a little bit with Barack Obama, why has it continued to stay up and why is it up farther now? I mean, clearly the messaging from the media has to have something to do with it. I mean, I don't see how you would argue with that, but why is it ticking up? I mean, North Korea, the healthcare, I don't know what it is.
You know what? I, I this is a deeper thing than you can measure with simple keywords, but I do think my spider sense is that Americans are just in general more on edge than they were in the past, and I think it's a accumulation of anxiety about the economy, not just sort of what is it doing exactly today, but longer run. People, I think, have lost faith in the ability of our institutions to solve the big problems. And I think, you know, the discussion about the healthcare mess is part of it. You can like Obamacare, you can hate Obamacare, but everyone's worried about what's America going to do about healthcare because it's a big deal. Same about the economy. Same about how do we respond to globalization. Same how do we respond to, you know, security issues. And I think, you know, we've those issues we've always had with us. But I think Americans are just less certain that their country is capable of figuring out a way through these things. It might be like a crisis of national identity and confidence.
Well, there's a problem because the country has been split. Some would argue that Barack Obama divided this country and created the divide. And some would argue that Donald Trump did it. Some would say that both did it. We've been on this path for a while. And I think part of our anxiety is the division in America because we have so much separation between one side and the other, and there's so much anger going back and forth that could raise our anxiety levels dramatically.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think when the elites act like there's no way to work with the other team and that we're going to have to burn the whole thing down, it doesn't give anybody confidence at all.
No, and you hear those exact terms. You hear those exact terms on social media, although they're mostly burning Pittsburgh Steelers jerseys and so forth. But that's another piece of it right there. I'll give you the last word real quick.
Yeah, no, I think you're on to something here, and the question is, what do you do about it? And I think the answer probably has to start from the top. Someone in Washington needs to have the guts to start speaking about America the way, you know, Ronald Reagan did. Hey, man, we're the greatest country on earth. We can do anything. Let's get to it.
No, I agree with that 100%. Trevor Thrall from the Cato Institute, thank you so much, as always.
Great talking to you, Steve.
Quick break, and then we're going to talk to Michael Dougherty, my personal pilot. I wonder if he can cook. I should ask Dougherty if he can cook, too. Wouldn't that be nice? Back in a minute.